This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 153. Three false friends gone bad in the business world.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
All right, guys, the World Cup finished up, but now it's time for the World Cup of leaving reviews for All Ears English on iTunes. We noticed that in June, we had a lot of new reviews, with Spain in the lead as the winner with 8 reviews, then Japan with 7, US 7, China 6, and then some other countries left several reviews. But you guys, we want to have a competition in August to see which country can leave the most reviews.
This is going to be so cool. So we're going to be looking for Germany, Thailand, Brazil, Turkey, Russia, Italy, France, Mexico, Argentina, and Korea. Let us see your reviews, guys.
Step it up and let's see which country can really win for reviews in August. We'll let you know the results at the end of August.
Excellent.
In today's episode, you'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll find out why you must stop translating immediately.
Hello, Gabby.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever made a mistake in translating a word directly into another language? Like maybe when you were learning Japanese, Portuguese, Spanish?
Yeah, well, I remember when I was first learning Spanish, I remember an awkward mistake where I wanted to say that I felt shame, let's say. And I said in Spanish, estoy embarazada. Because embarrassed, right, is in English very different from embarazada in Spanish. If our Spanish listeners, you'll know what I'm talking about. Embarazada means pregnant. So instead of telling my partner that I was feeling shame or feeling embarrassed about a mistake I made, I actually said, I'm pregnant.
Oh, that's a weird time to say that you're pregnant, too. I mean, in a little language
like,
activity.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I made a mistake. So I'm so pregnant.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you, Gabby. But you're not the only one that happens to. That also happens to big companies.
That's right. That's right. There's a lot of issues that happen when you try to translate directly, right?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, we have a couple examples here from Spanish. There are a lot of false friends or words that seem like they would be the same, but they're not.
Exactly.
Right. English has a lot of roots from Latin, just like Spanish and French and Portuguese do. So if you speak those languages, be careful.
So
you were saying some companies have messed up. They made some mistakes with translations.
Yeah, this is really funny. There's one company, I guess they manufacture ballpoint pens.
Okay.
And their message in English, which is this is the way they meant to say it, is it won't leak in your pocket and embarrass you, right? So it's embarrassing when your pen leaks in your pocket, you have this big, you know, black dot all over your clothes. So then they tried to actually translate it into Spanish, and instead they ended up saying it won't leak in your pocket and make you pregnant.
Oh no!
Terrible.
So I guess they used the same verb,
right?
Thinking that embarrass is the same in Spanish, which it's totally not.
Right,
it's totally different in English.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a good one. Do we have any other?
Yeah,
examples?
Actually, we have two more examples. Let's see. Another one we want to share is there's the phrase, the slogan from a beverage company. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. In English, we use the idiom let loose.
Yeah,
what does it mean? It means just to relax.
Relax.
Have fun. Right? And then in Spanish, it was translated and read as suffer from diarrhea.
Oh no, that's really, that doesn't I can't make even me want to buy this particular drink. I don't know about you. I mean, I can think of better options.
I would not want to drink something that's advertising with a phrase like that.
No way.
All right, we have one last example of a translation gone bad.
Lindsay. Yeah, we have one more example. So a fast food company, their slogan is, in English, finger licking good. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, finger licking good?
Finger licking good is actually a pretty common way to describe food that is delicious.
It makes you want to
lick your fingers.
Right, lick your fingers, exactly. So when that was translated into Chinese, what happened, Gabby?
It came out as eat your fingers off.
Oh my god, I don't want to eat my fingers off. I don't want to actually.
That's horrible. That's right? Disgusting.
That's terrible.
Oh
gosh.
So these are examples of translations gone bad. And you know, I hope that your takeaways from this episode are, one, to laugh, because these are pretty funny. Mm-hmm. But two, realize that it's impossible to translate directly from your native language. I mean, sure, basic words can be translated, but when you get into more complex ideas and idioms, really, guys, it's impossible. And you have to just learn the English idioms for their own meaning, like finger licking good, which means delicious, like to be embarrassed, mm-hmm. which means to feel shame about a mistake you made. Or what was the other one? Turn it loose. Or let loose.
Right. And how can our listeners avoid translating directly? I mean, what do we actually need to do to make sure we're more on the level of speaking rather than translating?
Right. Well, when you listen to English, like when you listen to this podcast, try to associate meaning directly with what we say instead of using your brain power and your focus to take our words in English, translate them to your native language, and then try to find meaning from that.
Takes so much energy.
And it's going to slow you down. So just try to associate meaning with what you hear, the sounds of English.
Exactly. And by doing that, you want to immerse yourself, as we've been talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Since we started this podcast, immerse yourself in the local culture, make native speaking friends, and do all of that good stuff that we help you guys with all
the time.
That's
right. Just hearing more of the language will help you associate meaning with it in different contexts.
Excellent. Yes. Very funny. Thank you.
Thanks.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.